AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley says the 13 service members killed in the Afghanistan evacuation gave their lives for others.
They literally gave their tomorrows for the tomorrows of people they never knew. Those 124,000, they never knew the 13 who died.
At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says it's possible the U.S. may work with the Taliban against ISIS-K in Afghanistan.
I would tell you that we're going to do everything that we can to make sure we remain focused on ISIS-K, understand that network, and at the time of our choosing in the future, hold them accountable for what they've done.
Meantime, a senior UN official warns food in Afghanistan could run out this month. Because of Hurricane Ida, the New Orleans Saints moved their home opener in the NFL to Jacksonville, Florida, a week from Sunday. Electric company Entergy says it has restored power to parts of eastern New Orleans, but did not specify how many homes. The nation's most restrictive abortion rights law is now in effect in Texas. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The law bans abortions once a heartbeat can be detected in a fetus. That's usually around 6 weeks before most women even know they're pregnant. It's the most far-reaching restriction on abortion since the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision legalized abortion in 1973. The justices already plan to take up a major abortion rights case this fall, but so far they've stayed silent on an emergency appeal to put the Texas law on hold. President Biden says the law blatantly violates the constitutional right to abortion under Roe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in Winston-Salem, North Carolina say a high school is on lockdown after a shooting on campus. They say the Mount Tabor High School campus has been secured and an active investigation is underway. This is AP News. The manufacturing sector is picking up despite supply chain issues.
The Institute for Supply Management says manufacturing accelerated in August. Its index of manufacturing activity rose 0.4% to 59.9. Any reading above 50 indicates growth, and it's the 15th month in a row that manufacturing has grown, after contracting in April of last year when the coronavirus pandemic triggered nationwide business shutdowns. While supply chain problems remain severe, they have eased in the past few months, with supplier delivery times falling. At the same time, however, labor shortages are acting as a drag on manufacturing growth. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The government has collaborated on a new internet site, getctc.org, to help more Americans apply for and receive the expanded child tax credit, a monthly payment of as much as $300 per child that was part of the coronavirus relief package. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.